views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. Of course, I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and happy holidays, you guys. I hope you all had a wonderful time with family and friends doing, you know, whatever it is you do over the holidays. And I hope you're having some time to rest and recover before we celebrate the new year. I know this morning I was all cozied up by the fire because I'm in Nebraska again, and we woke up to a blistering negative 10 degrees. So, I know it was really cold this morning. So, we got the wood stove going real fast, and so I cozied in with that thing. But okay, you guys, here's what's up. Today's show, you know, to be honest, I don't even know where to begin with this one. Today's guest is someone who has been by my side for almost a decade. She has been the cornerstone of my healing process, which if you haven't read my book, Rewired Life, I definitely talk more about this. But I think I could do an entire show simply introducing you to my acupuncturist, Christine Nguyen, because she has had that big of an impact on my and my husband's lives. So, I literally have countless stories about the miracles she has worked. But for now, I'm just going to say hi. I'm going to say welcome to the show. I'm so glad you could join us today, Christine.
Hi, Audrey. Thank you for your kind words. I really appreciate that. And I just wanted to say it's been a pleasure working with you for the last 10 years. And it's your really a huge part of that experience. I think also for me, I think it goes both ways, the learning and the healing. I just appreciate so much your the level of openness that you bring to our sessions, which makes all of that much more possible.
Right? Because there are days, we're not going to lie, we call it angry kitty, where I'm just like, I'll walk in and be like, I am not in the mood. I call them pins, not needles. I am not in the mood for your pins today. And you'll just be like, that's interesting. I'm an acupuncturist. So, so you definitely tolerate me just being like, you know, in whatever mood it is I am in the day, whatever space I was in my healing journey, you just like welcome it with open arms and like allow me to be whatever it is I needed to be for the day, which some days were really rough. So bless your heart in that respect.
Thank you.
Yeah, it takes a special person, I think, to put up with that. Anyway, that is not what we're talking about today. What we are talking about, obviously, acupuncture. We're going to talk about traditional Chinese medicine and essential oils. So where I wanted to start is where I usually start with all of my guests, and that's learning a little bit about you and how you got interested in acupuncture, how you got introduced to the healing arts, and just, you know, what it means to you to do what it is you do every day.
Well, I just kind of want to get started that I view myself as a lot more than just an acupuncturist. I oftentimes...
I didn't list off your whole bio. Gamut of tools that you...
Yeah, I do have a gamut of tools, and acupuncture sometimes I think is kind of like my cover. It's like it's my cover for all the things that I do in the world so that people don't have to understand all of the various things that I bring to a session. But my story is that I've had an interest in healthcare my entire life. And since I was little, I knew. I was like, I think I want to be a doctor. And as I got older, I ended up going to college. And as I was going through the process of taking classes, I was thinking there's something really missing here. Something's not quite feeling right. Eventually, in that process of through finding failure, I ended up going to massage school, which completely changed my life. What happened was it put together that piece between what it's like to actually be with another human being that was human or that was very healing, versus just coming from thinking and technique and doing all the doings perfectly. And it was that experience of bringing, I think over the years, the experience of bringing my full self to a session and really being with another is where that healing space is created. Mm-hmm. So I was 19 when I went to massage school. Eventually I ended up in acupuncture school, through my study of martial arts and having teachers that, had knowledge of, Chinese medicine and, energetics. In martial arts, there's, a lot of talk and theory about how, the energetics in the body, play into how you injure somebody. But as at the same time that you know how to injure somebody, what makes a good practitioner, martial arts practitioner, is somebody who also knows how to heal, using those same energetic systems. So that got my interest piqued, and led me to get into acupuncture. And through the years, I've integrated the acupuncture, the massage and body work, craniosacral therapy, visceral manipulation, Chinese herbs, and now essential oils into my practice. Does that kind of get
you
started?
That's awesome. I'm just like fascinated. Honestly, what I was most fascinated with was this idea within martial arts, I've never really, I don't know much about martial arts other than like taekwondo was a thing that you could do when I was little. So the idea of learning how to hurt somebody, but then also learning how to heal somebody is very fascinating to me. And connecting that to, I know a previous discussion you and I had was how do we live life from a place of connectedness to the universe and live in harmony. So I find that very interesting of knowing how to hurt and heal a body. I don't know if you can talk more into that idea.
Yeah. If you look at the universe, there's perfection in the universe. And inside of that model, human beings were part of that perfection, And when we're in harmony with it, it means that there's a flow, there's a natural flow, there's nothing blocking that. And so that's where we access that wellspring of health. And so in a way of being, not just necessarily in medicine, but just being in the world, is that when we can get to that place of accessing our truth in each and every moment, and when we have the capacity to respond from that truth and there's nothing blocking it, that's when we access well-being. That's when we access integrity. That's when we access health. And so you could look at it in martial arts is that, it's the idea of, if you can maintain your center, no matter what happens, no matter how things come at you, and at the same time, it's like you'll win a fight. You'll win a fight if somebody's off balance, if they're not connected. That's like really simplistically putting it. It goes into this like deep esoteric truth and whatever you can go into it. But I think medicine and being in the world and walking in your truth and your integrity is the same way. And to me, that's what medicine is about. It's about being able to stay connected and in harmony with that integrity so you can stay in that truth and act from it so that you can actually serve the people around you and come from that place of power within yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, just listening to you talk about all this, it really highlights what what you are and what your practice is. Like going to your office and laying on your table really gets me back to this place of connectedness and harmony within myself, which I'm really excited. This is what we are talking about today, is from a few different angles, but this place of getting people to connectedness. And so you have this innate ability to see my body, our people's, your clients' bodies in a fascinating way to me. And it like speaks to you, I guess it speaks to you, and you like put your pins in and I come out feeling amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it is, I mean, I'm sorry, this radio show thing, man, I'm just letting you know. All right. So
you're doing awesome. Like it's just us really. And my mom.
So the deal is that, yes, to me, there is this tuning in. There's this tuning in to what is needed in this moment for me and for my client. It's like, what's needed in this space right now to create that place of harmony and healing. And so all the different tools like the acupuncture, the herbs, the body work, or whatever you want to call it. It could be like you wanting a rest or you wanting food or sleep. Whatever is needed in that moment, when we're tuned into that present moment and we can actually hear what's most needed, to me, that's medicine. And so yeah. When people come to my office, that's what I really, really try to bring, is to hold that space of what is most needed in this moment. Because that moment is that sacred moment where healing occurs.
Yeah. And I'm honestly, you do that so well. I mean, everybody knows my story, right? The 17 years with chronic pain, and you are at the center of it. And yeah, so I went from not getting out of bed 2 weeks out of the month to, you know, now being pain and symptom free and medication free of, you know, a long time disease and chronic pain. So definitely thank you for that. So you mentioned something. You mentioned medicine. So our next segment, you guys, is she's going to dig into this idea of medicine versus medication. And it really is that distinction, amongst many things, honestly, was at the heart of my healing. So I'm really excited to hear her opinion and share that journey with you guys. So like I said, we're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle, and you can learn more about how I use essential oils, my book, and spiritual growth coaching by going to audreymichelle.com. So when we come back, we are going to continue chatting with Christine Nguyen of Transformational Healing Arts about her acupuncture practice. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the Life Creator System and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the Creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Supporting you on the road towards your best health and spirit, Tin Lizzie Apothecary. Using certified therapeutic-grade essential oils to create amazing diffuser jewelry, adding a modern touch to an ancient practice. You can shop online. This is a perfect gift for the holidays. Visit tinlizzieapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
Hi, everybody. We are back on Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle. And of course, today my guest is my longtime acupuncturist, Christine Nguyen of Transformational Healing Arts, who is talking with us about medicine versus medication. She mentioned it a little bit in the last segment, and we're going to dig into this a little bit further because I find this to be an interesting distinction. But before we get started, Christine, will you share with us the best way to learn more about you? Is that your website? Can we send people to your website?
Yes, people can come to my website. It's healingartscolorado.com. And
Perfect. You'll
just find some general information, and you're always welcome to give me a call or email me. And if you have any questions, we can have a little talk about that.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who live in Denver or around Denver, this is where you can schedule an appointment with Christine as well. Okay. So like I said, at the top of the segment, we were going to talk about the difference between medicine and medication. And what does that mean to someone like you with your training and background?
What is medicine? Medicine versus medication. I don't know where to begin with that. However, I can say that I did mention some things about the different things that we use that could be medicine. Like it mm-hmm. could be, it's that having that awareness to be able to respond in the moment. And a lot of that actually has to do with some of the talk that I want to talk about, the essential oil thing, you know, mm-hmm. because that's something that we want to get into later. And any kind of medicine that we take or any kind of medicine that in alternative medicine, in my practice, hopefully what my intention for it is to help you come back to a place of clarity within yourself that you know, and you can have an awareness of what's here in the moment so that you can respond appropriately to it, so you can respond adequately to it. Mm-hmm. And so what that looks like is, You might think, Audrey, I'm really tired. I need a nap right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to take a nap. I'm just going to go ahead and push through it. I'm just going to do everything that I need to do and just ignore the fact that
I don't have time.
Right. We don't have time. I don't have time to go to the bathroom. I don't have time to, drink water, whatever it is. I don't have time to eat. So it's our bodies giving us this information is telling us, hey, I'm hungry, feed me, or mm-hmm. I'm tired, please give me some rest. And what we're doing is we're not actually responding to it. We're not listening to it.
Yeah.
It's we're ignoring it. We're pushing through. We have our own agendas about what should be. And our agendas often live either in the past or in the future. It's not in the present moment. So what this medicine does, what medicine to me does, is that it helps to have you come back to a place of integrity within yourself so mm-hmm. that you can have that awareness and clarity of your own truth to be able to respond to it. And I think like that's where health lives, you know. I guess you could say that medicine in the traditional sense is that something's happening, you don't like it, you do something and you fix it, you make it go away, you ignore it. You know, I don't want to see or notice whatever discomfort is happening in my system right now. Versus I notice that there's a discomfort happening in my system right now. And what is it about this discomfort? What is it most needing in this moment?
Yeah.
And I think that's where medicine, our wellness, I think that's where it lives.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just what's coming up for me right now is this morning, you know, we're in Nebraska, which means we're surrounded by family and everybody wants to see us, which is awesome. And yesterday we just got home from seeing Aaron's family. And now, of course, my family wants to hang out some more, which is great. But this morning I was like, no, literally, like I have to work on my show. Like I've got some emails, you know, just like all the stuff of being like, oh, yeah, I have this other like work life. And my nervous system and my body was just like agitated and feeling like bloated, which is usually what I do, as you know. And like my mom called and was like, we need to figure out what's for, and I'm like, I don't need to figure out anything right now, mom. Like, just give me like, oh, I just need like 4 hours. Like, let me get through the show and I'll figure out what's for dinner, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And I just took them, like, after I got off the phone, I was trying to do something and it was a hot mess. And I was just like, okay, deep breath. What do I need right now? And I ended up, you know, you and I both practice TM meditation. And so I had already done my first this morning. It's 20 minutes twice a day. So I had done my 20 minutes this morning right after I woke up, which is what I always do. And then usually another one like late afternoon, whatever. But here it is like 11:30 and I'm like losing it. And I'm like, okay, I'm meditating right now. I'm just like, but I could have told myself like, I don't have time for that. I haven't like 100% like figured out what we're doing. I haven't answered these emails. I haven't done this. I haven't done that. I need to figure out this. I need to figure out that. Right. But I was like, I just know for myself, I'll be a hotter mess, if you will, if I don't take that 20 minutes for myself and just like clear my nervous system of all of the like, whatever is happening. And reset. And then I felt a whole lot better. And like you said, back in the present moment, right? Because you were saying agendas. I liked how you said that your agenda doesn't live in the present moment. It lives in the past and the future, right? That check the boxes kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All the shoulds, all the what ifs. Yep.
Yeah. So then essential oils, if we're going to shift here, is one thing I definitely use to like bring my body back. So after I meditated, I was like, okay, what oil is my body craving right now? So I've got a mix of like geranium, and I think I did geranium and peppermint and copaiba in the diffuser right now, but I was like, that's what I needed. But so from your standpoint, from the alternative medicine and acupuncture standpoint, talk to us about, I love your standpoint on essential oils and how they work with our body. So tell us more about that.
Well, we can start with essential oils. Yeah, I see this in all different types of medicine. So medicine to me could be, like we said, rest, sleep, food, essential oils, Chinese herbs, needles, all those things, right? They move energy. So when you have an imbalance in the body, because we have bodies, you know, we can't be perfect and clear all the time. If we have tightness in our shoulders, or maybe we're feeling feverish or hot, or maybe we're feeling cold all the time. All those are signs of imbalance in the body that actually keep us from that clarity and that presence that we most seek. They're I think they're hindrances to having us stay in connection with that inner wellspring of health that already exists within us.
Yeah.
And so essential oils and, say, Chinese herbs or whatever it is that you want to use, it helps to, I think of it like, it helps to mirror back or reflect back what it is the body is most needing. It's sort of like you're having a conversation with a good friend, and maybe it's the first time that they've heard you and you feel like you feel really gotten, and it just feels good. There's an experience that just kind of like sinks into you. It deepens into you, and you feel like you're understood. You have space within. And so yeah. I think essential oils can serve that purpose, in that it's a kind of medicine that can help you to come back to balance, to clear blockages, to help you access that place of well-being within. It helps to give you that spaciousness and capacity within to be able to connect to that flow, that inner wisdom, that place where you feel most whole.
Yeah. And yeah. You had said another thing about essential oils, with them working with the DNA coding, like our bodies work with the DNA coding of the plant, and they work on this very deep levels of our body.
Yeah. So, essential oils are basically the DNA of a plant, you know? So everything in nature is going to mirror, you know, energetically. Like say the bark of a tree is going to mirror the outermost energy of the person, because it's the most outer part of the plant or tree, right? The essential oils, okay. Because it's like the blood of the plant. It has the resonance in the DNA structure that resonates with our own DNA. So also it has aromatic qualities, which, you know, goes to the outermost levels of our body. So it affects our sense of smell. It can affect change immediately. So it has this resilience to be able to work very quickly at all the levels of the body, not just the innermost. It can be our moods. It can be the ways that we make choices, and it can be also be the way of how we believe ourselves to be, our temperament, or our fixed ways of being. So it can,
and that's
alter
where we're
those
headed.
Things.
Yeah, so that's where we're headed in the next segment. Here, we've got to take a quick break, but you were going to give us a little bit of an overview from the Chinese herbs and what am I trying to say, from the Chinese medicine and acupuncture standpoint, our different qi levels and how essential oils can help us heal those different levels, which I find to be very fascinating. I know I had mentioned online in my group that you were going to kind of teach us about our body in a way that we don't tend to talk about our body. So that's where we're headed in the next segment. It's going to be super fun. Okay, you guys, like I said, you're listening to Rewired Life Radio. We're going to take a quick break. Of course, you can go to audreymichelle.com and find a link to join my Facebook group that I was just talking about, where we always continue the conversation from today's show and talk more about essential oils. So like I said, when Christine and I come back, we're going to dig into these tools that she offers and ways that she looks at our body to help her clients, you know, be in balance. So, okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat. And every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit wendyrosewilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. I am obsessed with my new essential oil diffuser necklace. Lizzie Burke of Tin Lizzie Apothecary wanted her essential oils with her all day, but everything on the market was so not her style, so she created her own. These necklaces and bracelets are stunning. Put a drop of oil on the wood bead and you're ready to go. Check these beauties out at tinlizzieapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E, apothecary.com. Welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, you guys, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today my guest is my acupuncturist, Christine Nguyen of Transformational Healing Arts. So she's talking to us today about alternative medicine, essential oils, and balancing our body by balancing our chi, and how essential oils are a powerful tool in helping us accomplish these things. So again, you guys, you can go to healingartscolorado.com to learn more about Christine or to schedule an appointment with her. So Christine, I wanted to start here. You know, we kind of started mentioning the word chi in the last segment. So will you kind of give us a quick, like, what the heck is that?
Chi.
Q-I.
Or C-H-I, or, yes. You know, you'll see that in different ways. Chi is basically energy. In acupuncture, we talk a lot about chi. You hear a lot about that in people who talk about, like, martial arts even. They'll talk about chi, like Chinese martial arts specifically. Chi, the way I heard it when I was in school, it's a universal life force energy, which I thought for a while it was like, oh, it's life force. It's all of it. It's everything. I recently had a teacher describe chi, as not something that's only one in itself, but chi is a relationship. It's not an independent energy, but it's a relationship between yin and yang. Or yin and yang could be like light and dark, you know. Light couldn't exist without dark. From the inside and the outside, soft and hard, you know, it's a relationship. So it's when we lose sight of something, when we lose sight of ourselves, or we lose sight of a perception or an idea, and we only seeing it as being only one way, then there's no relationship, then there's no chi. If there's no relationship between one thing and another thing, I guess that dualistic nature, there's no relationship, then there's no chi.
Wow.
So when we start to see both sides of a particular thing, or have our perspective is broadened, we see more than just one side, and we can actually start to have some understanding as to what the nature of it is. We have an understanding of what truth is, and we have an understanding and acceptance of the truth in ourselves, and there's more than one truth. It exists in each one of us, and it always changes from moment to moment, and that's what we're accessing.
That's beautiful. So Okay, so if we take this idea of qi and we talk about it, I kind of want to talk about it in two different ways. Like one, the different levels of our body, but then also melding in essential oils. So can you start with like, what are these different levels of our body according to acupuncture?
Well, one of the things we talk about, we have wei qi, which is our defensive qi. It's like our survival. It's our survival. It's all the autonomic functions of the body. It's, you can say that our wei qi is like what protects us from the environment. You know, it's like our lungs. It's the opening and closing of our pores. It's that wei qi is it's reflexive. You know, so when our wei qi is weak, we'll feel chilled. We'll feel we'll sneeze. We'll cough. We'll itch. Those are all reflexive things.
Okay,
and so. Wei Qi, in relationship to essential oils, I want to say essential oils have different notes. They have top notes, middle notes, and base notes. So the top notes usually have the most effect on our Wei Qi, which is our defensive Qi, that autonomic system. So our reactivity. So okay. When we have an imbalance at that most outer level, that defensive level, that survival level, we have a reaction instead of a response. We don't mm-hmm. have choice because it's automatic. Mm-hmm. You go into the a deeper layer underneath Wei Qi is our Ying Qi, and that's where middle note essential oils have the most effect on. And our Ying Qi has a lot to do with our blood. Has to do with our choices, and being able to create choice, coming from a place of choice. This is where our is no longer an automatic response, but this is where our stories are, our reasons, and where we get attached to things happen. And so, if you're looking at essential oils and those middle notes, it can work on that particular emotional level.
I think he said what helped me understand was the Wei Qi being the outer body in our relationship to the outer world. And then, now the middle Qi is, I just forgot.
Oh, that's right.
Being the internal environment. I liked that.
Yeah, it's our internal environment. Yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the next layer under.
Yeah, it's our Yuan Qi or where our Jing Qi lives, which is at the level where we differentiate and individuate from our world. So this is where essential oil base notes live. So at this particular level, this is where our belief systems come into play, where we have our fixed ideas and perceptions. It's no longer moods. You know, moods live at the level of Wei Qi, which is moods change from moment to moment to moment all the time. And at this level, at the Yin Qi, you're looking at temperament. You're looking at the way a person has chronically been. Like, that's just the way they're wired, you know?
Yeah.
So it can be, like, really bad habits or addictions or maybe somebody who's got, like, I have a really fiery temper sometimes. And it's hard for me to sometimes keep things in perspective. And for as long as I've known, that's the way that I've been built. So we can actually affect this temperament of mine over a long period by helping to balance that out at the level of the Yuan Qi. And so at this level, this is also where we have our inherited Qi.
Yeah.
You know,
inherited, you know, it's like familial pattern kind of
familial
stuff.
Patterns and things that we've taken on from generation to generation to generation.
Yeah. So is there, if we can like super generalize for everybody, including myself, if I know I've got, I should have written these down as you were saying, the outer qi, middle qi, and then the inherited, if I can call it that. I'm messing mm-hmm. this up so bad for you.
No, you're doing fine.
But the three different levels, is there like an overgeneralized like oil we can lean on for those things, right? Like if I'm like, I know my outer world, I'm having some issues, or my internal environment, I'm off, or I know I've, like you're saying, I've got this like inherited familial pattern or temperament that I'm wanting to kind of, you know, shift, rewire, if you will. What can we reach for?
Gosh, you know, that's a tough question. I think it depends on the individual. I mean, it's a hard question. I don't know if there is anything that we can lean on necessarily.
Really?
I know that I want to say for respiratory conditions, you know, which is at the Wei Qi level, you can lean on eucalyptus and melaleucas.
Okay.
You know,
yeah, that makes sense to me.
You know, those are usually your first line of defense would be eucalyptus, and you would choose like a kind of melaleuca where it'd be like neroli, or it could be like tea tree. Other thing with essential oils is to know that, I mean, there's a lot of talk. I think the great thing about essential oils is that, yes, they're becoming more widely known and available, which is awesome. And at the same time, I think there's, I wish that there was a little bit more specificity about how to use these oils. Because the more specific that you can get, the more targeted you can get in terms of how you're able to affect a particular condition. So, how do I even go about this?
Well, so this is what you had said to me previous, and I thought was really a cool way to do it, was essential oils are like having an energetic conversation with yourself and allowing your body to feel heard and allowing your body to be in the flow, but also knowing that when you're using the oil, being specific with yourself, essentially telling yourself and the oil, hey, here's why I'm using them, will get you better results. So like eucalyptus, for example, since you mentioned that one, is the oil of wellness. And I wish I don't have Amanda's book right in front of me, The Emotions and Essential Oils. But reading that book and being like, oh, eucalyptus for wellness. Like I am feeling affected by my outside world right now, and I could just like use some tuning in. And if I'm choosing to use a eucalyptus for that purpose or a tea tree oil, melaleuca, letting my body know that that's what I'm using it for instead of just like dousing myself in it and not really being specific. I feel like that's what you're leaning towards, right?
Well,
kind of.
I want to say how I really want to respond to that is that I think I see people use certain essential oils all the time. After a little while, it creates habituation. And what that means is when we no longer really smell or have oil, or we don't have the same response because we're not rotating the oils. It's our bodies become used to it. And so when you're not smelling it, you're not getting that bodily response. It's because you're needing to either rotate them or create them in a formula, or maybe when I say rotate them, like for like a top note, it evaporates more quickly than like the middle notes or the bass notes. They create change more quickly. So you can rotate them maybe every few hours or maybe every day. Middle notes would be like you rotate them within days, and bass notes, you can rotate them within weeks to months and use them long term. So for example, in my notes here, I'm looking at eucalyptus is good for things like any kind of respiratory disorder. It's about letting go, like taking out the garbage, you know, helps us to breathe in and out, be inspired. It's good for things including acute grief, any kind of respiratory situation.
I know you can go in so many different directions.
Audrey, how are you making me do this in a show?
You can come back and we'll pick like a specific thing and we can talk like, oh, please don't make me do this again. So yeah, we can talk more specifically, but I think letting people know what I really wanted out of this segment was to let people know, like, we have different layers to our body, which, you know, I talk about, but you talk about differently. And I think that's the beautiful part of knowing, you know, our relationship to the outer world, our internal environment, and the inherited space, and how you put it with essential oils being the like long-term notes, with the inherited, those are like harder things to get through. And then in the middle is our emotions, and that's, you know, not quite so hard. And then our outer body stuff, those are the easier things to work through. And so I really felt like introducing people to that idea of having different levels and not expecting, like, if you realize you've got an inherited temperament that you're trying to deal with, you can't just be like, oh, I'm done with that, boop, over. You know, it's not going to be quite that simple if you've taken, for me, 36 years to create it or been living in that pattern for 36 years. So I can't just be like, hello, eucalyptus, I would like to let that go now. That's not what's going to happen. Yeah. So anyways, I thought that was a really interesting discussion, and that's why I brought it up for us here.
Yeah. I hope I answered your questions. I think it was hard for me to just go on the fly there.
No, you did great. So, you know, we're going to take a quick break and then come back and finish up the show with setting intentions and what that means for you. So you guys, you're listening to Rewired Life Radio, and we will be right back.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no-nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
Are you obsessed with your essential oils and wish you could have them with you all day? Now there's a way you can without losing the bottles in the bottom of your purse or in your car. With Tin Lizzy Apothecary's stunning diffuser necklaces and bracelets, you can have them with you all day in a simple and modern piece of handmade jewelry. Check them out on her website, tinlizzyapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
are back on Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm choking. So sorry. Where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and I have Christine Nguyen of Transformational Healing Arts here talking with us about acupuncture, Chinese medicine, and essential oils. And what an episode this has been. So of course, you guys, here we are in the fourth segment of the show where I ask my guests always the same question, and that is, how do you show up in your life with intention and integrity? If you want to answer it from that place too, I know you used integrity a lot, bringing yourself back to integrity as being very important to you in your practice, like however you'd like to answer that.
Yeah. I think it's a great question. I think over the years, my definition of integrity and relationship and all these things have had to evolve and continuing to evolve. But I think right now I'm digging that whole thing about being able to find that place of connection to my truth in the moment. And that truth could be, you know, I mean, when I look at medicine, we're looking at being able to support and strengthen the process of exactly where a person is at. It's not what we're trying to get rid of something or eliminate it, but we're trying to strengthen that person's system and give resilience to that person so they can actually respond to it in a way that is highest and best for their mm-hmm. particular healing. For me, coming from that place of intention is intending to really, really let myself be here now. Mm-hmm. And come to that place where I can really listen to what's happening, that I can give from that place of open-heartedness and also receive from that place of open-heartedness. And it's not, and not saying no to any of the things that come up in me. So if there's feelings of discomfort, it's not saying no to it, but actually including it in my experience from a place of compassion.
Yeah.
And it's how do I let myself really open myself to this experience that's coming through me and realizing that it's life itself that's speaking through me? And how do I honor all of those things that come through me and also be able to see that in other people and honor what's there in them as well?
That's beautiful. I mean, I definitely can say I experienced that every time I'm with you, that you just like, well, you're just very clear, I guess I would say. Like you seem to be a clear space for, you know, whatever it is we are working on through, you know, in our relationship or, you know, working relationship, healing relationship. And you never make anything bad or wrong. Especially on the days where I am like a cranky disaster. I usually come into your office like a cranky disaster and walk out like floating and totally out of it. And then, but you know, I know that I'm integrating and on my way out of whatever it was that was weighing on me. But it's because I know I can, this is bad. I know I can walk into your office a cranky disaster because it's like, the 2 weeks of all of the things that have kind of collected on my nervous system, I know I can sit in your office and you will clear them and not judge them. And I can just be wherever I need to be for the moment. Mm. It's beautiful.
Mm, thank you.
Maybe less beautiful for you on the other side of things. But
you know, it's funny. I always think that if I could be in the rest of my life the way I am in my clinic room at work, I would probably be enlightened. You know, but you know, it's just being with it, you know. And I try to meet people where they're at.
Yeah.
And it's hard sometimes. It's hard, but that's what all this medicine is for. That's what all of these tools are for, is to help us to really be here now, and to help me to really be in awareness that I can meet somebody exactly where they're at. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a powerful way of putting it. Like, I feel like that in my own practice of like showing up clear and available for the person that I'm working with. But then, you know, you get to see me in my vulnerability and hold me in that space. And, you know, I think everybody needs both, right? Mm-hmm. To be able to show up clear and work with those people. And, but anyway, it's a really beautiful space that you hold for people. So, we are coming to a close here, so I wanted to encourage people, especially if you're in Denver, to go see Christine. Like I said, she was absolutely the cornerstone of my healing. Like, basically all of the other modalities that I started working on are because Christine was like, I think you need to do this thing. And I'd be like, okay, whatever you say. It was really wonderful. So one more time, where can we learn more about you and get on your schedule?
My website is healingartscolorado.com. You can call me at 303-587-3182 or email me at healingartscolorado@gmail.com.
Perfect. Awesome. Christine, thank you so much for sharing this hour with me and really teaching us about the different, I really find the different layers of our body to be fascinating. So thank you for sharing that information with us. Again, my guest, Christine Nguyen of Transformational Healing Arts today, sharing such great information. Obviously, I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Rewired Life Radio. I had a wonderful time. Of course, join me every Wednesday at noon Pacific by going to rewiredliferadio.com or transformationtalkradio.com as well. You guys have a great week and a happy new year. And I will be back with you in 2018 for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.